1990, a site along the Potomac River was designated as the permanent seat of the U.S. government. We call it Washington, D.C. today. And on this date in 1969, Apollo 11 blasted off from Cape Kennedy on its way to the moon. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Do you have a pool? Consider replacing your current pool pump with an ENERGY STAR-rated variable-speed pool pump and potentially save hundreds of dollars per year. Also, operating pool pumps before 2:30 p.m. and after 6:30 p.m. reduces demand on the electric grid. Good for you, great for our community. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Save the date, August 2nd. Discover health. Join us in the celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Healthcare event is on August 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to WindRiver.com. Contact Olivia Brady at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 2nd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. Celebrating wellness and preventative health care is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a wall, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. It's Sunday once again. I think it is July still, the 16th. 2 days after me mother's birthday. She turned, I'm not going to say, 29 once again. And we're here in the studio as usual. A little shell-shocked from moving my sister yesterday. Got a couple of aches and pains here and there.
It was a long day yesterday.
Yeah, it was pretty hot, too. Yeah, you had a longer day than I did, that's for sure.
We just keep on going.
That's right. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
Who does all the heavy lifting, I'm telling you. And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark and Linda and Red.
And Red.
And Red.
And Red. Red Smith has been on an unfunded seventh circle of non-existent recovery.
Exactly. What was that?
I figured out a way to shorten it.
Lucky filters.
There you have it.
Oh, man. And the hits just keep on coming.
I'm telling you.
The world. Solid gold, baby.
The worldwide fake news.
Where is that solid gold?
Yeah, we need like Casey Kasem to count down the 10
stupidest
things of the week.
Exactly. The 10 weirdest things said by politicians this week.
All in California.
Yeah. 7 of them from Jerry Brown.
Yeah, I mean, Jerry the Brown Shirt Brown. Wow. I don't know. I mean, we've got so much to talk about as usual. It's just tough to get started here with, you know, gee, what should we go with first? I think I've got a couple of things I sent over there, Bob, that should be queued up. You want to queue up the Jerry Brown nut job rant?
It's ready to go.
Yeah, go ahead and let's play that, and that'll give us a lot of things to talk about from there. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay.
Climate change is real. It is a threat to organized human existence. Maybe not in my life. I'll be dead. What am I, 79? Do I have 5 years more? Do I have 10 years more? 15? I don't know. 20? I don't know. I don't know if I want that long. But most of you people, when I look out here, a lot of you people are going to be alive. And you're going to be alive in a horrible situation that you're going to see mass migrations, vector diseases, forest fires. So I'm not here about some cockamamie legacy that people talk about. This isn't for me. I'm going to be dead. It's for you. It's for you, and it's damn real. So I just ask you, take it seriously and give us that vote.
Bring out the thunder! The lightning!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think Jerry went off the deep end there just a bit. You know, I mean...
If you go back and look at old stuff about Jerry Brown, like Bill Buckley interviews and stuff like that from the 70s, he's been saying the same thing since the 70s.
Well, you know, in the meantime...
Yeah, except the part about him being dead.
Yeah, I was wondering, when's that going to happen?
Yeah, I just... let's play that part again. It's like he's going to be...
He's finally given us some hope.
Dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Dead, dead, dead.
Yay!
It is a threat to organized human existence.
Organized
maybe not
human
in my life.
Existence.
I'll be dead. What am I, 79?
Dead.
5 years more? 10 years more? 15? I don't know.
Oh, please, 20? Don't promise us those many years.
organized human existence. This is a guy, he's really concerned with climate change. You know, and I'm looking at the headline here, you know, that basically, you know, let me pull it up here that says, Jerry, fracking. What was it, fracking? Didn't Jerry Brown, like, frack in his Calusa Ranch there or something?
No. That's he was drilling for water, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was water wells.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
But he was doing a study, wasn't he, for, you know.
It was solely for historical purposes, for his family history. He wants to build a little museum out on the land for his family, and he just wanted the geological documentation to put into the Jerry Brown Calusa Library or whatever it is he's talking about.
So I thought he was looking for oil to frack.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's that, too.
Well, there's a new study out here. I'm looking at it right now. And it's from scientists from Pennsylvania State University warned that wastewater from fracking oil and gas wells can contaminate rivers and lakes with radioactive material and hormone-affecting chemicals. Now, okay.
Nonsense.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Crazy talk.
But anybody who's, you know, wanting to, you know, so afraid of climate change and all this is trying to frack for oil on his own property?
He'll be dead.
He'll be dead. It
doesn't matter. He's dead.
He's dead, dead, dead.
Mostly dead.
More dead.
In the meantime, he's rich, rich, rich. Yeah, because he's stealing everybody's money. But let's get serious here. Let's talk about what he was just saying about, you know, what he's trying to do is revoke the fire tax so that we will vote for cap and trade.
Doesn't
he thinks we can be bought as cheaply as he can.
Well, doesn't that make the argument that the fire tax is complete BS to begin with?
I think
unnecessary.
I don't think he would give it up, except that I think that the court battle is starting to turn the tide to show that it is an unconstitutional tax that was never, you know, passed by 2/3 of the Senate and the House and blah,
you mean,
blah,
so
blah.
He's going to fold the losing hand to. Win some chips.
So exactly right. So in other words, I'll give you back the fire tax because I am the emperor. even though I'm going to lose in court and it doesn't matter, if you'll sign the cap and trade bill that extends it from 2020.
Yeah. What a joke.
What a piece of garbage. But, you know, he is our governor, and we should treat the office with respect. Shouldn't we? Maybe.
I'm torn. I'm very torn right now. Yes, yes, we should respect the office, but I have
just
zero
as he respects the office of the President of the United States.
Oh, that's right.
That's true.
Yeah. So I guess it's a one-way street. We're supposed to respect his governorship, even though he breaks the law, constantly lies, you know, circumvents and avoids Constitution, treaties with foreign governments, you know, maybe not treason because we're not at war with them, but is still illegal and unconstitutional. I mean, we could go on for a couple of days about Jerry Brown here.
Oh, yeah. Where do you want to start?
I don't know if I would
seminary want to. School?
I'm not even sure I want to start. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I would prefer to finish with Jerry Brown than start with Jerry Brown. Oh, man.
Well, we could talk about, okay, we have another article here. This is from the American Lookout. Liberal failure. 33% of American welfare recipients live in California. Now, let that sink in for just a minute. 33% of all American welfare recipients live in California. Yeah. So that's going to end well, isn't it? Just like Venezuela. You know, they've lost an average of 36 pounds in Venezuela this year.
Each. Oh, is that the new Venezuela diet?
I don't think they're on the South Beach thing. Yeah. I think it's maybe Atkins, but I think
I was going to say.
Is that the Bernie Sanders diet?
I think it's the Bernie Sanders starvation diet. You know, it's called survival of the fittest. In fact, I saw a video. It was like Mad Max, where these guys are, you know, it looks like something out of a bad Mel Gibson Australian Down Under on the desert with the you know. Okay, so he got the truck. It's driving down the highway, all right? And there's a bunch of motorcycle guys following, trying to catch up. They're going to pull it over. They're hijacking it. They're hijacking it, taking their lives in their hands, and so they can steal what?
Food.
Sugar.
Was it sugar?
It was sugar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
And the media is all over this, right?
You know, yeah. They're telling coverage. Us the truth. I mean, what is the media all over anymore? I don't watch the fake news anymore because it's like, what's the point? You know, it's all stupid. You know, if you want to get an update on the Russia situation, are you completely sick of that one yet? Wait a minute. Somebody from Russia came in on a plane and talked to an American citizen, and he was probably connected to Ivanka Trump, whatever her name is, because they bought a dress from her line.
Yeah,
which means that there's a connection here.
Yeah,
I mean it's like stupid.
Yeah, it's like Donald Trump's brother-in-law's sister's baby's cousin's best friend's roommate from college's, you know, cousin.
Say that twice.
No, I'm okay. But it's gotten that ridiculous.
It is.
It's insane. And it proves they have nothing else to stand on. They have no policy. They have no solutions. They have no defense of their actions. They have nothing. And it's literally like a little kid with his fingers in his ears just going, Russia, 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 Russia.
I just don't even know what to think anymore. But they do seem to – do you know, my theory is this. The reason that they're putting that rush – it's like, you know, it's like a little kid who gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar and starts blaming his brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is.
He made me do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because let's see – I mean I got to say Fox is starting to push back a little bit. I've seen a couple of like Waters and on the Five and a couple and Hannity, but they're pushing back because I guess when you get paid off by the Russians for a speech and then money goes into the Clinton Foundation and then all of a sudden you sell 20% of the uranium to the Russians and mm-hmm. you know John Podesta's brother just happens to be an agent for a Russian bank. I mean
John Podesta owns stock in major. Yeah, so Actually, there is evidence of collusion with the Russians. Lots and lots of it. It just happens to be with the Clintons in the Obama administration.
And even
they skip over that.
Yeah. Whoops.
And those rat. Can you say bastards?
Nope.
Go ahead.
Okay. Those rat bastards. you know, they're in the meantime, you know, mad at the Russians after colluding with them for, you know, putting out an email chain, 33,000 of these email chains off a server that she left in her basement,
unsecured,
and it just showed how corrupt they were and how nasty and bad and who knows how criminal they were. But that is the reason that we're mad at the Russians?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
What? Oh, and Trump did all that. He was colluding with the Russians and caused them to do all that, caused them to do the uranium cell and the Clinton Foundation and Podesta's brother. It was all Trump's fault.
Yeah, but that was going on, you know, years before.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. You know, this whole collusion idea is just stupid at this point. You know, it's to the point of absolute stupidity. You know, and gee, you know, it doesn't matter what the Democrats do. It's all Trump. You know, in the meantime, he pulls us out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Mm-hmm. You know, he's done so much good. He's doing so much good. He just keeps marching on. But we're worried about, Don Jr. had a 20-minute meeting with a Russian attorney who happens to have ties to the Obama and Clinton camp.
Okay, and?
I know.
Yeah.
What's the rest of the story?
Yeah, I don't know. So let's go to a break, Bob, and then we'll come back.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Have you ever wondered why absolute God-given moral values are so important? Morals that come from God cannot be changed by the whim of man regardless of social pressures. On the contrary, man-created morals have no absolute standard and are constantly in the process of a downward change and decay. If we want to save this country and our families from decaying from the inside out, we must return to and follow the principles God has established. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at trueliferedding.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
This Friday and Saturday, celebrate 30 years of Kids Unlimited with songs, performances, and special guest performers from the past 30 years. Support the talent of our local youth. Showtimes are this Friday, 7 p.m., and Saturday, 2 and 7 p.m. McLaughlin Auditorium, located at Sequoia Middle School on Sequoia Street. Purchase your tickets Monday through Friday at Sequoia Middle School, room 101. Call 945-9495 or at KUIA.org.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest and leave them with the world of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery for being alone too long. To die from the cold.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. We got a little mixed up with our lineup there because we usually play that Willie Nelson in honor of the Loy Finicum. And let's go to our caller first, and then we'll come back to Lavoie Finicum before we change the subject.
Good morning, David from San Francisco. What can we do for you this morning?
Oh, hey, morning. Yeah, we've got a kind of a nice day down here. You know, I was interested in what's been going on with this whole Russia story, and I could do an analogy with that intro music about cowboys. You remember Roy Rogers had like a cowboy pledge where you were supposed to be honorable and good and just and reasonable and all this sort of thing. And then there were other kind of cowboys like, Wyatt Earp, if I remember right. Wasn't he a corrupt sheriff and, you know, would beat the hell out of people? And, you know, the whole imagery of cowboys was greatly different from a guy like Wyatt Earp. And so when you start looking at Russia, if you remember, before the Soviet Union fell apart, there were smuggling operations into the Soviet Union for 50 years, right? Maybe it was 70 years, really, 1920 to 1990. If you wanted to smuggle blue jeans in or Bibles or heroin, whatever it was, there were smuggling operations, and those cowboys they created trading routes. But at the same time, these trading routes were backed up by, like, the CIA or by British intelligence or by the oil companies or by the heroin producers. They all had ulterior motives for why they wanted to keep this smuggling into Russia going, or into the Soviet Union. And then, so in 1991, the Soviet Union falls apart. And all of these trading routes, all of these black marketeers and smugglers, became the oligarchs of modern Russia. they were the ones that had the cash money when the currency fell apart, and they were the ones that basically bought up everything. They bought up all the apartment houses. They bought up all of the roads and infrastructure and factories and shops and everything. And they were doing it with black money, whether it was CIA money. There's allegations of in 1991 that George Bush, the president at that time, the dad, had come up with a secret $480 billion black market cash fund. It was a bond issue, actually, and but it was not a legitimate. It was not an authorized bond issue. So it was almost a half a trillion dollars bond issue that the U.S. taxpayers laid out to basically buy up all of Russia, and they did, apparently. And it's but we never got repaid for buying up Russia. And so you start looking at who are these people, Trump and Flynn and Jared and all of these people, who are they negotiating with? Are they negotiating with former communists, or are they negotiating with these dirty smuggling cowboys?
Wow, that's so far out in the left field, I can't even...
It's not left field. There's a lot written about it.
Well, I don't mean lefty-lefty as in right-lefty political. I'm saying that I haven't seen anything like that. And to infer that there's negotiations going on in the first place is kind of a disingenuous comment to begin with, because there is no negotiations going on. That's all innuendo,
plenty.
Subjective crap that has nothing to do with Trump.
No, it's real easy.
Deutsche yeah, but you're talking. Okay, Deutsche Bank. I get it. Deutsche Bank. Mm-hmm. I get all that. I get George Bush. What's that got to do with Trump?
No. Deutsche Bank has been. There are two different loans. Jared's got $400 million Deutsche Bank loan, and Donald Senior has got one for $350 million. And Deutsche Bank, before Obama left office, there was an expose that Deutsche Bank was really doing money laundering with these oligarchs over in Russia. And these oligarchs are not communists, and they're not really even capitalists. They're more like empire kind of guys. They, you know, they're new lords of sections of the country.
Sure.
And so they're not ethical people. They're not nice people. They're not they make the savings and loans crooks look nice.
I still don't have any connection to.
Oh, sure there is. Because this Deutsche Bank, Deutsche Bank had to settle with the U.S. government because they were busted doing money laundering between these oligarchs and this Deutsche Bank chapter.
Okay.
And this, and whether or not Trump has been doing this for decades. You know, involved
has been doing what? Taking a loan out from Deutsche Bank?
Yeah, Jared and all of the Trumps have talked about the free money that's coming out of Russia. They've talked about
David,
it all the way back to 19...
If I bank at Wells Fargo and Wells Fargo just got convicted for defrauding a bunch of people, does that mean I'm part of some CIA conspiracy?
Well, I can't speak for the entirety of what you're just saying, but The point is that you don't just get a $400 million loan from
if you got
the backing.
Yeah, exactly. If you got $10 billion in collateral, they'll give you a loan every time.
He doesn't have $10 billion in collateral.
Well, I don't know
what
he has.
He's actually got
but
a worse credit rating than you might imagine. They both Donald and Jared. Jared is stuck. This $400 million loan went to buy a building in downtown Manhattan that isn't.
Listen, Dave.
He bought it the wrong.
Listen,
point.
Dave. This is what you got to do. Send me, put some on Sovereign Mind Facebook. Any links that you have to that, we'll do a little research, then we'll have another conversation. But so far, I haven't got any connection, and where we're going is just down a rabbit hole here that has no ending. So, listen, we got to let you go.
Yeah,
I appreciate the call in.
One thing I'll send over to you right away is I've been reading this book about a former KGB spy that became a GRU spy. KGB was Soviet Union, GRU
sure.
was Russia. This guy, it's... what's it? Comrade J is the name of the book, and there's this interesting quote in there where this this KGB's GRU guy takes $25,000 and he invested in one of these brand new banks up there in Russia, and 2 weeks later the bank is shut, boarded up, and he's trying to figure out how he can use his GRU position to go after these bank thieves, and they're all telling him, don't consider it a lesson learned, because these guys are worse than us. And it's basically describing how the KGB.
Listen,
Dave, we got to cut you off, Dave.
Send me some information on it, and we got another caller on the line here. We got to go. So,
all right.
But send me. I'll take a look at it. I can't see the connection, but I appreciate the call.
It's there.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
That was Bob.
And with that, we'll go to our next caller, Jimmy.
Throw me under the bus.
We have to throw somebody under the bus. Good morning, Jimmy. What
We're
you got
all
for
under
us?
The bus. It doesn't
Good
matter.
Morning. I just want to start off by saying I love your guys' show. We haven't listened to the news in a long time because it's the same old droll Russia, Russia, Russia.
Yes, you got that right.
Well, what is funny to me is that nobody talks about, and correct me if I'm wrong, how Obama, our last president, stuck his nose in the elections against Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah.
No.
They're starting to talk about a little bit of it on Fox News. Some of the commentators that doesn't.
Right. Well, is that collusion?
Yes.
It's not illegal, evidently.
We actually
not on that side.
What I'm saying is, and you know, and it's just a repetitious, the same old story about how we're trying to, you know, or Russia's trying to, you know, get into the elections. Well, Obama did the same thing, basically, and I just think it's totally pathetic.
Do you know what I think this is? This is all pointing at the other guy, so you don't look at me.
Then that's the other thing, is that with all this Trump wanting to drain the swamp, so to speak, are they trying to just, you know, circumvent the whole situation by...
Yes,
pretty much.
Yeah.
Getting us to have our attention drawn elsewhere.
Yeah, yep. Because the real deal is we know that Hillary has committed crimes. We know that those crimes of the server and the unsecuredness and the collusion with Russia and the pay-to-play scandals with the Clinton Fund. I mean, that's what this is. This is keep looking at Trump, but don't look at us, because we actually have some real crimes and some real stuff that could put us in jail over here.
It's the Johnny Cochran defense.
With Libya and all that stuff that went on in the last couple of years.
Funding ISIS.
They're just trying to make the American people, they're just trying to attract their attention elsewhere.
Yep,
and whitewash it.
That's it.
So that's my rant, and thanks for listening.
Thanks
for
having
me.
You guys rock.
Thanks.
It's the same thing they've been doing forever and a day. Yeah. Keep us busy with something else while they do what they do.
I went over a video this morning of how many people have died mysteriously around the Clintons. You know, all the way back. It's like, good grief. I mean, these guys are real criminals. And I think this is where the media is coming from. You know, they look at the social media and they see all of the name calling, everything against the Democrats from the conservative viewpoints, you know. And so they're doing the same thing, only there's a big, huge difference. There has to actually be some criminality and some problems to start calling people names. In other words, if you start just calling Obama names because he's black, you're a racist jerk. But if you call Obama names because he sells out your country, then you're not really,
really
a racist jerk.
You're
kind of a patriot. So that's the difference. They're just calling names to throw mud.
It's the Johnny Cochran defense. Ignore this knife, ignore the blood, ignore the physical evidence, ignore the past history, ignore everything. Let's look at Mark Furman. Mark Furman, Mark Furman, Mark Furman, until nobody remembers O.J. killed two people.
Right. And
that's exactly
I hear he's getting out of jail, though.
Who, O.J.?
Yeah, I did hear
good
something
behavior.
About that, yeah.
9 years down in Nevada State Prison, and they're going to let him out. He looks a little more subdued than the last time I've seen him.
Boy. Yeah. I guess with that, we do have Mr. Wilkinson on the line. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I had a crazy idea, but I wasn't going to call in because it's real crazy. But now that the last caller, I don't feel so bad.
So what's your crazy idea?
Well, you know, in the Saturday's paper I read, I think it was Saturday, they found a way to let 50 more criminals out of jail and dump into Shasta County. And also, you know, there was recently with a, what was it, 50, probably 54, they changed a lot of laws from misdemeanors, from felons. And if you keep going on that same trend, there's a way to eliminate all crime, and that would be abolish all laws. If you had no laws, there would be no more crime, and we wouldn't need the sheriff's department, the police department, and jails. We just don't have any laws.
Therefore,
they issue everybody a firearm, and there'll be judge, jury, and executioner, and they can decide how to settle private squabbles.
It's the old. It's
no, you can't issue them firearms. That would make them criminals.
No, there's no law.
If you got rid of all the laws,
so there would be no crime. If you have no laws, there'd be no crime.
See, it's like this. It's like this, Dick. If it wasn't for good, there'd be no evil. Therefore, evil is good.
Yeah, that's my crazy idea, how to get rid of, empty all the jails. You just
turn them loose.
All laws.
That's called sophistry. That's what attorneys do when they're in court arguing crap. They make arguments sound really good, but they're completely implausible in reality.
I got to say, I wouldn't trust myself with that power and authority. Especially not my neighbors.
I'm going to hang up and think of another crazy idea to call in.
Come on. You can do better than that one, Dick. Call back when it's even crazier.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in. And then
smoke weed every day.
Yeah. That's like, we got to get the one off of Easy Rider. Don't bogart. Anyway, I want to play that PragerU video. I know we got Terry on, and we're going to get to him right. But get that PragerU pulled up, because it fits right into exactly what we're talking about right now as far as this mental disease, this liberal outlook of twisting reality to fit your narrative. Yeah. And so that's not it.
Sorry, I got the wrong wheat there. Hang on a moment. I had to
Do we want to go ahead and take the caller? Good
Terry.
Morning, Terry. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. You know, I just wanted to make a comment about Dave when he calls in. You know, Mark, you hit the nail on the head. You know, when somebody bloviates about something where they don't really, he didn't give you one fact or a source. All he gave you was rhetoric,
right?
You know, and all he gave you was what his opinion was, what he thinks, or what he thinks he's reading, or whatever the case may be. The challenge with that is the fact that, yeah, it's great that people can call in and do that, but you get 10 minutes of somebody coming on and just talking about all these different things.
Wasting airtime, yeah.
Yeah, he's wasting your time. And, I mean, to me, you know, I think that I think you handle it real well. And I just wanted to say that, because I know when folks like that call into radio programs, I mean, if you've got something you can back it up with, this is my source, this is my source, this is where I got this, this is my source, rather than just coming on because you want to let everybody know, you know, what you think or what conspiracy theory you think that there is out there. If there's validity, give the validity. But sure. You're right. Anyway, I just wanted to say that because I was glad that you got off.
Well, thanks, Terry, because we want the other side to give us facts and figures on their opinions, but we don't, like you say, I don't want this to be the Stephen King political hour where we just make crap up as we go along, you know? And that's the problem is that, you know, a lot of these guys come off with stuff that is completely unsubstantiated. You're connecting dots like a Ouija board.
I'm still confused as to what argument he was trying
to
make.
I still don't know. So I'm hoping he'll send us some stuff and we'll look into it. But, you know, I think it's a dead-end road and we need to move on to reality.
Well, the point is that, you know, the real deal is we have to be looking at things we can actually control right now and move ahead to gain our liberty. And I think that's the focus that everybody has right now. Not to say that this stuff isn't important. Please don't get me wrong. But when somebody comes on and they spend, you know, 10 minutes talking about something where it's just, you know, I read this, I read that, well, you know, I read that Donald Trump has three belly buttons. I mean, you know.
I read lots of stories that were fictional in nature over the course of my life. And anytime it's Trump's the devil, but hey, the Clintons and the Obama machine are good. You know, there's no, if men were angels, they wouldn't be having to be bound down with the chains of a constitution. Men, and so let's play this clip here on PragerU. And I think this really explains a lot of what we're talking about here. And so let's go ahead and play it, Bob. And this talks about the paradigm and the reason we have such a diversity in opinions here, some based on fact and some based on absolute nothing. So go ahead, Bob.
At the core of left-wing thought is a denial of painful realities, the denial of what the French call les faits de la vie, facts of life. Conservatives, on the other hand, are all too aware of the painful realities of life and base many of their positions on them. One example of this left-right difference is the differing attitudes toward human nature and responsibility for evil. When liberals blame violent crime on poverty, one reason they do is that ever since the Enlightenment, the left has posited that human nature is good. So then, when people do bad things to other people, the left argues that some outside forces, usually poverty, and in the case of non-white criminals, racism, are responsible, not human nature. Why? Because people on the left find it too painful to look reality in the eye and acknowledge that human nature is deeply flawed. Another fact of life that the left finds too painful to acknowledge is the existence of profound differences between men and women. There is no other explanation for the denial of what has been obvious to every previous generation in history, that men and women are inherently different. This denial is certainly not the result of scientific inquiry. The more science learns about the male brain and the female brain, not to mention male and female hormones, the more it confirms important built-in differences between the sexes. Yet many people, influenced by left-wing thought, believe that girls are as happy to play with trucks as are boys, and boys are as happy to play with dolls and tea sets as are girls. Why do they believe such silliness? Because acknowledging many of those differences is painful. For example, feminists and others on the left do not want to acknowledge that men are far more capable of having emotionally meaningless sex than women. Therefore, feminism has taught generations of young women that they are just as capable of enjoying emotionless sex with many partners as are men. The fact is that the great majority of women are deeply dissatisfied with the hookup culture and yearn to bond with a man even more than they yearn for professional success. But feminism came up with the famous and false phrase, a woman without a man is like a fish without a bicycle, to counter the painful reality that most women feel incomplete without a man in their life, just as, I might add, most men feel incomplete without a woman. Ironically, however, most men have no trouble acknowledging this. This is what the notion of political incorrectness is all about. The very definition of politically incorrect is a truth that people on the left find too painful to acknowledge and therefore do not want expressed. To cite yet another example, why are many young black males in prison? The reason is too painful for the left to acknowledge, and therefore it is politically incorrect to say it. Young black males commit a disproportionate amount of violent crime. And why are there speech codes on virtually all college campuses? Because the left doesn't want to hear facts or opinions that cause them pain. That's why the left developed what it calls trigger warnings. A trigger warning, as defined by the Oxford Dictionary, is, quote, a statement that the start of a piece of writing, video, etc., alerting the reader or viewer to the fact that it contains potentially distressing material, unquote. That's why the left constantly speaks about being made uncomfortable and about feeling offended. Being made uncomfortable or feeling offended is, after all, painful. Take the left-wing bumper sticker idea war is not the answer. The painful truth is that war is often the only answer to great evil. Nazi death camps were liberated by soldiers fighting a war, not by peace activists or by peaceful dialogue with the German regime. But having to acknowledge the moral necessity of war is too painful a truth for many on the left. One might say that leftism appeals to those who wish to remain innocent. Growing up and facing the fact that life is messy, difficult, and painful is increasingly a conservative point of view. I'm Dennis Prager.
So, you're still with us, right, Terry? Terry,
well, maybe.
Yeah, what was that?
Yeah, I was just asking if you're still with us.
I think so.
did you hear the video? I mean, does that kind of make sense? It's a pleasure or pain thing between, you know, the liberals and the conservatives. Not that all conservatives are, you know, absolutely spot on with their thinking, or liberals for, you know, are all bad. It's just the fact is that we get caught up in these viewpoints that are not based on anything but emotion instead of facts.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. A lot of people are, but that is the left, you know. And the other thing is too is that, you know, I mean, I'm sure that Assemblyman Daley is trying to do a good job and everything, but trying to get the left to lean the right way is never going to happen. There's no reason for it to happen.
Ever.
And I think that, you know, I don't know how much longer these guys are going to try to exhaust the fact. And, you know, we said this a couple of times this morning. I mean, when your head is in the mouth of a tiger, you can't negotiate.
No.
You know, I mean, you're what's for dinner. And the deal is that they don't have to negotiate. The left doesn't have to negotiate at this point. We've got a governor out of control. We've got, you know, we've got a state out of control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have and now we have 13 states that want to join Brown, as you guys were talking about, in this summit, you know, that is basically illegal. You can't enter into an agreement without the federal government and the Congress's consent.
Well, and, you know, not to change the subject, you know, but for a second, the voter fraud thing where they got this voter fraud thing going, and then these same states say that they don't want to participate in the voter fraud. Well, in other words, what your denial of that there's any voter fraud at all is not even the point, but you want to make sure that no evidence comes forth to support the fact that there is voter fraud.
Once again.
Yeah, you nailed it, buddy. Well, I'll let you guys go so I can listen. Great program as usual, and you guys have a great day, okay?
All right, thanks a lot.
It's really this simple. For the people that say that violence doesn't solve anything, then explain to me why throughout all of human history we have invested so much intellectual and material capital at perfecting violence into an art form. Because it does solve problems.
It, you know, sometimes it's the real deal is it's the court of last resort. I mean, you don't want to be violent. Nobody wants violence. But, you know, let's say that you're being invaded by a foreign country that's going to kill everybody and take over.
Sometimes.
Yeah, depends on why you're having to implement the violence.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, somebody just needs a good rap on the beak to get them to pay attention.
Maybe.
And I say that about my own brothers.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, sometimes.
Sometimes you just need to be whooped on the head.
Sometimes they need that, oh, maybe I better rethink my position.
Yeah.
Hello, wake up.
Well, let's see. I wanted to talk about these ICE raids, but I also wanted to get a little bit on this Lavoie-Finicum update that we've got going here, too. Evidently, there's a the FBI agent there was an indictment of the FBI agent up in Oregon after, you know, on the Lavoie-Finicum shooting. And let's see. So blah, 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 blah. Okay, in classical fashion, thousands of men, blah, blah, blah. So there's this report came out of the Los Angeles Times,
mm-hmm.
of all places. And, of course, it's a little bit slanted, but it's not a bad report in the fact that it basically says, why are the FBI agents lying in the first place? They lied about the shots. They lied about how many extra shots there were. Why would they do that if there was nothing to hide?
Because they were not justified in their actions.
Yeah, they
it
were.
It was an execution.
It was an execution.
A planned.
A planned execution.
Execution.
So this guy's going to court, And and the other FBI agents are still under investigation.
Yeah, it can't stop with this one agent. They're throwing out the sacrificial lamb here. It needs to be the entire HURT team, the guys that planned it, Special Agent in Charge Greg Bretzing. Then they need to go after the people that really created the situation, Judge Ann Aiken, the whole nepotism network up there in Oregon that created the Hammond situation, Governor Kate Brown, Valerie Jarrett, Jim Comey. All of these people need to be held accountable
yes.
for what happened.
Yes.
Well, and I like the way that these guys were. Do you know what their title
Judge
was?
Rasty.
Do you know what their title was? These FBI agents. They were the hostage rescue team.
Yeah. What hostages? Who were they rescuing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hostage rescue team.
Oh yeah, that was a rescue.
Yeah. About the only part of that acronym that's right is HURT.
Yeah. So stay tuned. There's going to be more that's going to be updated on that as we go along here. But I wanted to get that in.
They should have been disbanded after Ruby Ridge.
I guess
exactly. Yeah, we do have another caller on the line. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Just wanted to chime in on the very topic that the first program with Terry and Wynn, and then what you're talking about, this whole treason vernacular. We haven't declared officially war since 1941, and that was December 8th with Japan. That was FDR. The following words have been used, so we don't have to use that word called war, which means we probably can't use the word or application of treason. We call it extended military engagements, counterterrorism, targeted action, systemic campaigns,
police
sustained
action.
Counterterrorism and a conflict. Remember Operation Enduring Freedom, Afghanistan? I mean, this is just by design, I think, and it's a wordplay. And obviously, Governor Brown is... He needs a psych evaluation. This is just completely frightening.
Well, they do a lot of this twisting, Lori. I mean, when you think about it for a second, you know, we don't have treaties anymore. We have agreements. The Congress doesn't declare war anymore. We have conflicts. Of course it's by design. That's what these guys do. They're a bunch of...
We don't have investigations. We have matters.
Yes.
Good point,
exactly.
Bob.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Oh, Bob, exactly. This is just... Anyway, so if people can just kind of scratch the word treason off their hot list of what's going on right now, it might help. But meanwhile, I can't wait to have you have your guest later on and kind of go further with this climate terrorism that Brown is trying to stir up and get to his quote-unquote favor and profit. Great show. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Lori.
If anybody wants to know what Cap and Trade's about, all you have to do is investigate the Carb board and the private corporation set up through California and Mary Nichols, the head of Carb, incorporated out of Delaware, operated out of Quebec, that is a multinational cabal to sell clean air to people.
To
pay for your air.
Well, what happens is that credits go to foreign countries so that they don't have to have clean air.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they don't have to comply.
Well, that's like that one thing where the guy, Poland, or was it not Poland, Turkey's pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement because they're not getting any cash from America.
Because you're not paying us.
It's all a big frickin' punt. It's all a grifter scheme. It's like, these are like the flim-flam men. But
if you pay me.
I think all you have to do is talk to some truckers about cap and truck because... Yeah. You know, they know what's going on. It put how many truckers out of business in the state of California?
Yeah, a lot of them won't even come here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll truck it elsewhere in the states.
So,
not here.
I want to, we've got a couple minutes and I got to get this in. ICE raids dozens of convenience stores in St. Louis, okay? One man, Hikman Abu Amjab Hamid.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's his name, Hikman Abu Amjab Hamid. Was arrested in the St. Louis area. He is one of six people indicted May 17th in the Southern District of New York on charges of conspiracy to distribute narcotics and conspiracy to introduce misbranded drugs into interstate commerce. This has been on the news. But the one thing that they forgot to report out of the 35 people that were indicted on these charges, let's see, the first one is Muhammad Al-Multan, Rami Al-Multan, Hisman Muta.
You've even got to look at this, though, kind of with a jaded eye. These guys have been selling heroin in our country
for a long time,
for decades. Mm-hmm. But the minute that they start to counterfeit pharmaceutical-grade heroin, they're all over it. Weird.
No competition going on there, is there?
And the fact that they're all from Afghanistan is a completely unrelated story.
As long as you're selling eight balls of black tar heroin, we'll look the other way. But the minute that you process it into a little white pill that looks like Oxycontin,
There is one guy on here named Dale Garbin.
Wow, you can say one? You can actually pronounce one name on the list?
That's it. The rest of them, I'm pretty much, Hader Al-Fardi. That's fatty. That's a good one. That's his name. Hader Al-Fatty.
I'm not going there. I almost went to, I'm not going
well,
there.
Well, I think we're going to get cut off.
Fortunately, we're at the top of the hour.
We're at the top of the hour. Please stay tuned for the second hour of Sovereign Minds. You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North
Shore. Isn't that a baddie?
Yeah. Enjoy the special live rendition.
Oh, I like this. I feel like dancing. Oh, boy.
When she passes, it when she passes goes.
This is Casey and our Shafter Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The Senate will delay this week's scheduled vote on health care. Correspondent Linda Kenyon explains why.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says consideration of the GOP bill to repeal and replace Obamacare is on hold while Senator John McCain recovers from surgery to remove a blood clot from above his left eye. The decision to delay the vote on health care comes as the Republican majority can stand to lose only two votes and still advance the bill. So far, Senators Rand Paul and Susan Collins have said they would oppose the bill, and several other Republicans have expressed various misgivings about the legislation. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Meanwhile, Dr. Charles Schneiderman explains more about the procedure that McCain underwent.
The Mayo Clinic reported that surgeons successfully removed the 5-centimeter blood clot during a minimally invasive craniotomy with an eyebrow incision. Tissue pathology reports are pending within the next several days. Senator McCain is a survivor of melanoma, a skin cancer which can spread throughout the body, so any new mass needs to be examined to be sure it is not a recurrence of melanoma. This is Dr. Charles Schneiderman reporting from Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron is calling for new Israeli-Palestinian peace talks to establish two independent states. After meeting today in Paris with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Macron said, quote, everything should be done so the negotiations restart with the aim of reaching a two-state settlement. Macron also condemned an attack last week that killed two Israeli police officers at a Jerusalem shrine revered by Jews and Muslims, that attack carried out by Palestinian gunmen. Venezuela's opposition hosting a massive turnout today in a symbolic rejection of President Maduro's plans to consolidate his power by rewriting the Constitution. Maduro has called for a July 30th vote to elect members of a special assembly to rewrite Venezuela's 1999 guiding document. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-305-8080. That's 800-305-8080. 800-305-8080. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
U.S. officials say that after months of delay, the Trump administration is finalizing plans to revamp the nation's military command for defensive and offensive cyber operations. They say the intention is to eventually split it from the intelligence-focused National Security Agency in hopes of intensifying America's ability to wage cyber war against ISIS and others. Details are still being worked out, but officials say they expect a decision in coming weeks. They say the goal is to give the U.S. Cyber Command more autonomy, freeing it from any constraints that stem from working alongside the NSA. A Brazilian court has dismissed the criminal case against U.S. swimmer Ryan Lochte, who'd been charged with filing a false robbery report during the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. A court in that city has confirmed that it tossed out the case after determining that Lochte's robbery claim made to NBC did not constitute the actual filing of a fake report. News and analysis at townhall.com. Detroit may be on the cusp of turning things around 5 decades after a deadly riot destroyed some neighborhoods there.
The Motor City is fixing up its neighborhoods and its image. Unemployment is down to 11%. Downtown is thriving, and the population is apparently leveling out at around 670,000. Protests and violence broke out there on July 23, 1967, after police raided an illegal after-hours club. The unrest lasted 5 days.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart, the violence killed 43 people. 1,400 buildings were burned. Today is Sunday, July the 16th, and a birthday for some notable people, including former U.S. Attorney General Dick Thornburgh. He's 85 years old today. International Tennis Hall of Famer Margaret Court turned 75. College Football Hall of Famer and Super Bowl winning coach Jimmy Johnson is 74. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning. Once again, we're in the second hour of Sovereign Minds, and we've been on the hunt here for what should I look? Corruption down at Shasta County Department of Public Works. I know,
wow.
I know, I know. Crazy talk. I know. But I was just reading this grand jury report here in front of me, and then also what Peter sent me, the report.
Hello?
I just happened to have Peter on the line,
Peter, it's kismet. It's chance. I was just reviewing these reports when you called.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm not calling about the grand jury report, but there's a hell of a lot of things going on in the background, and there's I think it'll be one hell of a meeting on Tuesday at the Board of Supervisors. But what I did want to talk about, just a couple of trivial things at the moment. The a lady up the road from us, who I respect a hell of a lot, and she's an accountant and stood on her own two feet all her life. She's got some relatives going to Shasta College, and they told her the other day that one of the professors turned around and said that there's actually signs in Florida that if you got drug problems and you're a loser, go to Redding, Northern California, and they'll take care of you. You know, that's third hand, but I trust this lady. And another thing is the what I want to talk about was the CalPERS. I noticed in yesterday they picked up a 11.2% gross profits on their stock
on their investments
this year so far, or last year. I'm not sure which year it's related to. It's in the paper today, or in the paper yesterday, and this is after a minus 0.6 loss the year before. And you're the only guys I trust on this issue, and I'm fairly ignorant, but I'm interested about it, and I'm just wondering what your take on it is.
Well,
I got one right here. California cut services staff to pay pensions. Santa Barbara, Tuolumne, Kern, Kings County, they've actually started laying people off because they can't meet their pension liabilities.
Yeah, do you know how you tell when these guys are lying?
Their lips are moving.
Their lips are moving. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Santa Barbara County just laid off over 70 employees this week, and they say within the next couple of months, if things continue, the layoffs could be in the hundreds.
I guess the record, that's Santa Barbara.
I guess
the record Searchlight just missed this one, but they sure did post the other one, huh?
Yeah. You know, another interesting thing is I noticed in the paper today that our illustrious Board of Supervisors all signed a petition to Doug LaMalfa to basically keep Obamacare in place because one in three of Shasta County residents are on the handout.
So they want Doug LaMalfa to keep it in place?
I wonder which 30% that
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
But these are the guys that, these are the guys that are running this place, the county, and then the city people aren't any better. But, you know, what I get frustrated about, and, you know, this is such a beautiful area. I mean, we got everything here. I know it's a bit hot at the moment, but, and, you know, my swamp cooler takes more bloody water a day than what I'm allowed to use. So I don't know whether, I know it's Pat Minton's wet dream to see me in the back of a paddy wagon holding off to jail with a $10,000 fine to put me in jail for 30 days for using too much water. But, you know, this is the mentality out here that, you know, they want to keep all the freeloaders, you know, in their status quo position, and people that pay taxes and stand on their own two feet, they just persecute us.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. I mean, we're in, until we get the state split, you know, I mean, we're still in California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stuff going on with the water, mate. There's a lot of things going on. You know, people aren't just sitting quietly by. And
so you guys are restricted with the water out there. I noticed.
Oh, mate, it's 225 gallons a day. Now Minton's own figures as of 2012, and I've got all this in writing from him. You know, he's saying that the average water usage here per year, this in 2012, was 130,000 gallons a year. which equates to about 350 gallons a day, which is probably more correct. But he's got us down to, 225 gallons a day in this stinking hot weather. Most of us are all on swamp coolers and everything, and the evaporation and all that alone is, I got a big commercial one on top of my roof. It's got to be about 10 gallons an hour. And, it's just impossible. I myself and my next-door neighbor, we paid over $70,000 to get water to our street. We gave the county 1.6 acre feet of water that we got. It was our water. We signed it over to them. And I've just spent $200 getting my bloody well going again. And here I am after $70,000, $80,000. I'm back on my well again.
Well, I see the fines are not to exceed $10,000.
Yeah, right. Hey, do you think I'm going to go to jail for water? If I'm going to jail, it's going to be for a lot more than water, mate. I can guarantee you that.
Well, stay away from supervisor meeting till you cool off.
Yeah.
The other thing that's incredible about this story is the fact that in the grand jury report, they show that they were charging you guys out there for the grand jury's investigation.
Yeah, mate. And do you know what? I can't mention the supervisor called me over the he called me a liar at the meeting, and after that, him and I got into it, and he later on rang up and said that they apologized and that I was correct. But you know, another little thing we've just found out is that I can't pronounce a word rightly. This Cooper Pedy, there's a campground here in our area here. We got Silverthorn campground there. They've shut it down because of all the homeless people. They've shut the water off there. And then they've got this other one here at the south end of the lake there in our water district, together with the Jones Valley Marina. Well, that's all off our water system. Now, I've spoken with a lady that's been on the board for over 20 years out there, and I was on it for 9. And I said, have you ever heard about that Minturn's office is getting an average of about $1,600 a month to pay for water to those campgrounds, and they're also contributing towards the cost of the electricity, and this has been kept from us. There's nothing, it's never been mentioned in the 20 years that this lady's been on the board, and I've never heard of it before. And yet, you know, they've kept that behind from us, you know, and, it's just incredible. And we're all the bad guys because we want transparency?
Yeah.
Not sure. Yeah.
It's really complicated, though. We're not really capable of understanding what's going on, so we're just better off being quiet and letting them take care of it.
Yeah, look, I understand that, but if you really dive in, I mean, this has been going on for 12 years. And please remember, it's not only me and a couple of other guys which are getting all the blame for this so-called problem. The one over the other side of the lake there, the other water agency, they're living on taxpayer money who's delivering them water. They've got about $50,000, as I understand, to date. They're living on bottled water because they've got E. coli in their system. And then there was Craigview last year that took the department to the grand jury. And it's not ended, you know. It's not ended. And you've read that report, and you were the guys that said that looks like for once they did their job right, and I agree with that.
Yeah,
it's corruption in this county, Peter, through and through. It is outright blatant corruption. And they basically, now that they've gotten caught with their hand in the cookie jar over and over, basically they rub it in our faces and go, what are you going to do about it?
Well, listen, look, I want you to understand that, look, I just want to get on with my life. But right now, and this is public knowledge, so there's no reason to hold it back, but RCAC, that's the rural whatever, anyway, it's a good agency, and they help people like us get water, and in actual fact, myself and another guy, and with the help of Brenda Haynes, just the two of us and Brenda, we got $3.4 million grant money towards this $9 million project out here. Now, they want to help us, okay? They have a lot of clout, and they have a lot of grant money. And this guy has already had the okay for $100,000 to do a medium household study, income study on all the people out here. And if we come in below the poverty level, which is $49,000, there's a lot of money out here with RCAC for them to help us overcome this problem. Midterm will have nothing to do with them because two of them got up in a meeting about 8 years ago and told it as it was to him, and he lost his temper at the meeting. I was on the board meeting here, and the minutes are out there, and you know they basically got in a big argument, and Minton lost his temper, and what happened is after they went back to Sacramento, Minton rang up their boss, got the guy fired, and the lady was put off for a few months with or without pay, I don't know, but she's back there now. So since then, Minton has not been in touch with these people for help of any kind with all the water problems in our outlying districts, and these people have it within their power to help us. But Minton and the Board of Supervisors are so egotistically maniacs that they would rather have us suffer than turn around and lose a point in an argument.
Well, what can be done, I guess? Recall? I don't know. I don't know if there's any penalties here that can be assessed against these guys. I'm not sure what the answer is.
Well, I think probably recall. It will get legal, and, you haven't heard the end of it, I can guarantee you.
Well, thanks for the call, Peter.
Hey, we
appreciate it.
Thanks for putting up with me. Thank you.
You bet. I was just thumbing through here on the unfunded pension liabilities. There's also the grand jury did a report on them as well. Those non-existent unfunded pension liabilities that we heard about for the last, what, 5-8 years? Interestingly enough, Shasta County's unfunded are now they're saying they're unfunded by 24%. That's assuming
it's not even close
that CalPERS is not lying to them. So I don't know.
If you take the real data of CalPERS and not the rig numbers and the blended glide path and the unreasonable expectation of fiscal solvency post employment and all the other crap they come up with, and you look at what they actually have left in the stock portfolio, because they've been liquidating the stock portfolio and not telling anybody. If you look at the actual value of the stock portfolio, because they've been maintaining the actuary price at the pre-collapse rate, and then you look at what they've really been making for interest and not what they've been shoving off in losses on further down the road to complicate it, and you take a real look at the real numbers of CalPERS within 2 to 3 years, the unfunded liability portion is going to be 386% of current payroll at City of Reading. They're done. They're toast. There is no way out of it. There's no solution. There's no negotiation. There's no, let's look at some things. Toast.
Yeah, I'm looking at the recommendations here. Shasta County and the City of Anderson, Shasta Lake, for recognized potential impact of the unfunded liabilities for agencies. Okay, so that's the fluff. And all their commendations, and then we got the recommendations. I like this. The Board of Supervisors, Shasta County, City of Reading, each look for ways to increase their contributions to CalPERS over the next 12 years with minimal loss of key services. options can include reducing their current amortization schedules and exploring debt refinancing opportunities. Yeah, that's getting...
So we're going to take out a loan to pay off the unfunded liabilities. That's freaking brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Then they want them each to look for ways to increase their revenues.
Let's pay interest on a debt we can't afford now.
Or reduce their...
Right.
This is classic. This is like Accounting 101. Each look for ways to increase their revenues or reduce other expenditures with minimal loss of key services... As CalPERS contributions increase.
Let's see.
Winter CalPERS contributions going to increase.
And who's going to take a pay cut? And expenditure. Well, they're already doing it. They're not giving these guys a Bo Diddley out there at the water.
No.
You know, and they're charging
them. They're charging them more. There's the revenue.
Yeah, that's good. Let's see.
You've got that McConnell meat muppet Brent Weaver down there the whole time. There's no problem with the pensions fund.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a numbers guy, but that doesn't seem to add up.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess we'll stay tuned.
I just hope he doesn't run his lumber yard like he's running the city.
Well, that's a real business, isn't it?
Yeah. So City Hall.
Yeah.
Supposed to be.
Let's go to a break, come back, and we'll refocus, and then our guest should be calling in here in another few minutes.
All right. If you want to call in, got a question or subject you want to talk about, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Take that for data.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong? No, it's gonna make it that much better. We can say goodnight and stay together.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
From narwhals to unicorns and manatees to mermaids, discover the physical and cultural connections between the real and mythical worlds at Turtle Bay this summer in Mythical Creatures, Dragons, Unicorns, and Mermaids. Mythic creatures of all kinds are taking over the museum May 20th through October 1st in this immersive, hands-on exhibition organized by the American Museum of Natural History, New York. Mythic Creatures is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hey, Carl, I'm looking for a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Awesome. What are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
Thanks. I'll go try it today.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Have you ever wondered why absolute God-given moral values are so important? Morals that come from God cannot be changed by the whim of man regardless of social pressures. On the contrary, man-created morals have no absolute standard and are constantly in the process of a downward change and decay. If we want to save this country and our families from decaying from the inside out, we must return to and follow the principles God has established. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Let's see, what do we got here? I wanted to talk one couple more things before we get to our caller. Our guest, actually, Dane Wigington, will be on here in a second. A private citizen launches action plan to demolish mandatory vaccines in California. You can look that up on the Need to Know News by G. Edward Griffin. Wow, I mean, I guess we need to update ourselves on the geoengineering here. We've got Dane Wigington with us, and he's been, on this subject for a long time. And, I don't know if things are getting better or worse out there. I can't tell anymore. I just turn on Mr. Blue Sky and just close my eyes is where I'm at, but wear really heavy sunglasses. But are you there, Dane?
Hey, Mark. Hear you loud and clear.
Good morning. Yeah. How you
Good
doing
morning.
Today?
How are you, Linda?
Good.
Good.
You guys being willing to address this issue. You mentioned the blue skies, Mark, and I know you guys have probably noted that the horizon to horizon trails have not been so visible of late, yes?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I haven't noticed them at all, hardly, compared to what it was, 6-8 months ago or whatever, sure.
Or even 2 months ago.
But right.
We scan NASA satellite imagery every day all over the globe, and the amount of exactly what we often see here, the horizon-to-horizon trails, grid patterns, it's happening every single day off our coast right now. You have to see the pictures to fully comprehend it. So that, this type of contradiction by itself should be a huge red flag to people if they saw some of the data we have posted to Geoengineering Watch. So it does seem that there's, at least at this point, a little more effort to be a little more covert, but Mark, Linda, do you guys note that in the mornings or the evenings, if you look toward the horizons where the sun's coming up or going down, it's very silvery white. It's not clear. It's not what we had in our youth. Do you guys note that?
Well, yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's been fires going and everything else, so I haven't really paid that much attention, quite frankly, because we've had so many other things going on.
I encourage people to do that because the skies are much more silvery white, and again, the term, your listeners can look this up, Mark and Linda, the term global dimming. That's a science term, very well documented, not disputed. The amount of direct sunlight that reached the planet 5 decades ago has been diminished by 20 to 30%. That's an awful lot of material in the air, and that's the express goal of climate engineering, is to saturate the atmosphere with particulates. Do you guys note how intense the sun feels of late?
Well, I haven't been out in it very much lately. I know that it seems like
yesterday
it's hot.
It was hot.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if more so than usual. I mean, you start getting over 100 degrees or 110, it's hot no matter how you look at it.
The UV is a very different feel, though. It's what you feel when you feel the surfaces. If you guys take note of the trees, again, I've in the parking lots in Reading and so forth, if you look at the bark on the sun-facing side of the trees, it's fried off of so many. And although people would try to claim that's because of the parking lots and the windshields, it's nonsense because we see the same thing in the forest with the native oaks. And this is not historically normal. And that's from the intense UV radiation. So to put it in perspective, do you guys know that we have a NASA engineer working for us right now?
I do not.
Former NASA. You faded out, Mark. For some reason, you keep kind of coming in and out.
Oh, I don't know.
There we go. That's better.
Okay.
Did you guys know we had a former NASA engineer working with us? Directly
no.
Geoengineeringwatch.org?
Completely unaware of that.
He's a 40-year veteran of NASA, and he's metering UV for us right now with state-of-the-art equipment.
You mean you're not depending on Channel 7 to do that for you?
KRCR, yeah, one of the biggest local disinformation sources around that does everything they can to sweep real data under the rug. So to put it in perspective with the UV issue, and for those that haven't noticed the trees, haven't noticed the lack of insects, haven't noticed all the other things that we would see with UV, the increased algae blooms in the water because of the thermal energy buildup, the actual readings we're getting right now for UVB, 10 times higher than we're being told. 10 times higher. We're getting UVC on the surface, and that's a sterilizing DNA-altering band of UV radiation. You have UVA, UVB, UVC in the X-ray. So we're getting UVC on the surface right now, and again, the dangers from that can't be overstated. So we're not guessing. I just want to make that clear. We're not guessing on the UV radiation. And even NASA reported in 2014, it took them 11 years to report this, and we have to ask ourselves why. They reported UV readings on the surface of Earth comparable to the surface of Mars and some southern hemisphere locations. It's that bad. So the bottom line with geoengineering, I know there's a lot of people working on a lot of things. We have a lot of political theater and caught up in all sorts of political drama. I would simply ask this. If we have programs that play God with the weather from countries all over the globe, they're all colluding and cooperating on these programs because of the cross-border ramifications. And if that calls Earth's very life support systems into question and contaminates every breath we take, shouldn't that be a priority?
Well, you would think, you know, but I anymore, there's so many things that are going on, it's hard to focus on any one thing. And if it's not immediately affecting you, you know, right now, then, you know, you go to the stuff that is. I mean, that's the big problem with what you're saying is that, you know, I can go outside and I'm not really seeing it. I'm not getting the effects of it really. And, you know, and I don't know if that's a short term or a long term thing. You know, right now, I mean, you got Jerry Brown who's saying we got to sign for the cap and trade, you know, while he gets rid of the fire tax. I believe that there's some serious elements in our government that believe that we have a climate change problem, and I have no doubt in my mind that these guys are doing something. I just don't know what the effects are and how bad they're going to affect us.
What is the profitable end game in eradicating life and the life support system of Earth?
It's who is that, you, Bob?
No, that's red.
That's red.
Oh, red. How are you, amigo?
Hey, how goes it, Dean?
Yeah, I didn't know you were there, and the line's kind of fading in and out. First of all, climate engineering is not about that, at least not in the stated purpose. It's about trying to mitigate damage done to the climate, hide it, as a pharmaceutical prescription does for the human body, while making the overall scenario exponentially worse. About Jerry Brown and the state of biosphere disintegration, although the carbon credits are a sham, Al Gore is a con artist. The damage to the environment is real, and climate engineering is making it worse, not better. And I don't want anyone to believe me. I've only an interest in trying to get people to actually investigate, guys. And if we look at, for example, species extinction rates, shouldn't that be alarming to people? We're losing 200 to 300 species of plant, animal, and insect to extinction every single day. Red and Mark and Linda, you guys have heard me talk about the fact that we're in the sixth great mass extinction for a very long time. Have you not, or have you heard me say that?
Yes, we have.
Okay, for about 10-plus years, last week, finally, from mainstream sources, because they can't hide this fact any longer, has finally admitted, yes, we're in the sixth great mass extinction now, and it's far worse than they thought. The data was always there, but few people are willing to investigate because they're too caught up in the political theater. And as Mark, as you correctly stated, people, if something's not kicking their door in right then, they tend to ignore it. But in this case, you know, we're all, at this point, could be compared to, did you guys ever see the guy in Sri Lanka standing out on the beach as the ocean had receded, and he's standing there staring at the ocean?
I think I did see that. Yeah, I think I did see that picture. Probably completely unaware there's a tsunami coming.
Pretty much where we're all standing right now.
Well, no, you know, with you got Fukushima, I don't know how that's going. The news does not tell us the truth. That is a fact. We know that. You know, it's all fake. So, you know, what's the problem is with the same that I have, most of our listeners have, is the fact that we can't figure out what the truth is anymore because there's so much fake news, it's hard to tell what's the truth and what's not.
They skew everything. Yeah. They skew all the data that comes, that mostly is available. I mean, you really have to do some research to get the proper data on things.
You can go to things like the horse's mouth on certain things. Like, you want to know if there's radiation in the Pacific Ocean? I've got buddies that are crab and salmon fishermen that are hauling up fish that are riddled with tumors and, you know, disease.
Right.
They can't do a crab harvest because of some weird biological infection that these crabs have that they've never seen. Yeah, there's a problem, and you can get, I mean, you can't really get better empirical data than that.
Hands on, yeah. I agree with that, yeah.
And Red, you hit the nail exactly on the head. And back to readings, Linda, I would encourage your listeners to do this. Get a good thermometer, something they can buy at Home Depot or Lowe's, put it in the shade, and compare the readings they have with the official readings for the day. And yes, we are seeing an incorrect reporting. What we're seeing is an under-reporting, radical under-reporting of the official high temperatures. The actual temperatures on the ground are not cooler than, but hotter than what's being reported. So as far as data goes, again, if we look at frontline data and what people can see with their own eyes, let's take the state of the ice, for example. You guys have probably heard all sorts of things, coming ice age, more ice in the Arctic than ever. You've heard all those things, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. About the glaciers breaking off.
Well, no, I'm saying the opposite of that. There's a lot of disinformation around that says that there's more ice in the Arctic than ever and we're entering an ice age. I mean, that's the epitome of complete disinformation, and it flies in the face of what people can see with their own eyes. So again, it's not about Al Gore. I would encourage you guys and all your listeners to view a film online called Chasing Ice. Frontline film footage, no politics, nobody needs to listen to anybody else. You can decide with your own eyes what you see with your own eyes, make up your own mind, and consider this, that in the case of climate engineering, the stated goal is to deflect some of the sun's incoming thermal energy to try to mask the amount of damage done to the climate. Well, what happens when you deflect some of that energy? You're also trapping that energy, right, guys?
Well, I would think so, yes.
You have to. You're also destroying the ozone layer. Even a volcano, when a volcano erupts, puts particulate matter in the atmosphere, it destroys ozone, upper-level ozone. That's the good ozone. So climate engineering is radically destructive to the ozone layer, back to the UV radiation I mentioned. So, again, this is the epitome of human insanity trying to interfere with Earth's life support systems. And let's bring that threat back to home. How sick are we, all of us? Reading officially has a chronic illness rate of near 50%. Nearly 50% of people are chronically ill. And that statistic blankets most of the U.S. now. We have the ailments that are directly related to aluminum, the primary element in climate engineering patents. Primary element showing up in all our rain tests, about 70 in Shasta-Siskiyou counties alone, aluminum, raining down through the air. And those who would claim this is normal because aluminum is an abundant element, we should have it in our rain, that's absolute nonsense. If that was the case, aquatic insect life would have never happened. None of us would be here, but the soils would be sterilized because aluminum doesn't exist in the environment in free form. That's what's critical. So now it's raining down through our air column. We're all breathing it in. Every human test subject we test is packed full of aluminum. And we now have peer-reviewed study that states conclusively, finally, if there were no aluminum in the equation, there would be no Alzheimer's in the normal span of a normal lifespan of humanity of 100 years. Of a human lifespan of 100 years, there would be no Alzheimer's. And now we have the number one cause of death in the UK. I don't know if you guys knew this. is Alzheimer's and dementia. Did you know that?
I did not know that one.
Number one cause of death. And it's
where do you get all these statistics from, and where can a person look
them? Any of your listeners can look this up online.
Okay.
I don't want anybody to believe me. I'm simply asking them to get rid of preconceptions, get rid of biases, you know, and even biases toward people like Al Gore, and we all love to hate Al Gore. I have no love for him at all. I mean, he's the epitome of hypocrisy, but I'm saying it's not about that. It's about having consequences for things being done to the planet, climate engineering being...
Listen, Dane, is there any place on the website that people can look up some of those stats? Just go to
Geo... You can look up anything I said by simply searching that term.
I see.
If they search Alzheimer's dementia, number one cause of death in UK, super simple.
Okay.
Just search the term.
Okay.
If you want to search UV damage, search geoengineering damage, damaging ozone layer. That's all they have to do. Super simple. Search the terms. Search the statement. Find the data. Species extinction rate right now, off the scale. We're not just entering the sixth great mass extinction. We are well into it. Let me give some stats on that. Your listeners can look this up as well. In the last 40 years, Earth has lost 60% of its wildlife populations, while the human population has doubled. 40 years. Now, how long could that continue? And I would encourage your listeners to do this. It's just like Red said. And that what Red mentioned is, as far as frontline indisputable data, he's exactly correct. How many insects do we see around lights at night in the middle of summer now? We have almost none. I live in the middle of the forest. We have almost none. You might see a moth if you're lucky.
Yeah, it's hard to trust. It's a lot. It's really hard to trust some of the data here because it depends on where they get their funding from, too. It's just like the Weather Channel and the global warming crisis. You know, I saw a video where, you know, the head of the Weather Channel was showing that these people have to say there's global warming or they won't get funded from the government. You know,
I'm not asking anybody to believe anybody again, Mark. Asking that. Not like the insects.
I'm just saying, how do we verify the data, I guess, is the only question I'm saying. How do we verify any of this?
We're back to what I mentioned earlier about the thermometer.
Right. That's a good one where you can actually verify it yourself.
Check it yourself.
Yeah.
Last year we couldn't swim. I live on the Pitt River arm of Lake Shasta. We couldn't swim in that water because the water was so warm. A massive algae bloom occurred, and the water was toxic.
There is no denying that we are being bombarded by a higher level of UV gamma X-ray radiation due to the weakening of our magnetic shield. We actually have a history book through sedimentation and geology that tells us due to the magnetic orientation of rocks and prehistoric rocks that all throughout the history of Earth, our magnetic shield has varied in strength that has allowed different levels of UV, which has caused climate change. And there's actually been several points throughout history where our magnetic field has reached a point of zero and flipped, where the North and South poles have actually reversed.
That's correct, Red. But what we have now, again, is other factors in the equation that have never been here before. Climate engineering is one of those factors. So mathematically speaking, the odds of the current scenario being a part of those natural geologic changes, and this has been done by statisticians, and your listeners can look this up, the mathematical odds are zero. We're back to someone shooting someone else in the back of the head and claiming they died of natural causes, and that's the difference. And I think if we get to the point where, regardless of any other natural changes, cosmological changes, if we ignore and pretend there's no effect from all the anthropogenic activity on the planet, cutting down the trees, poisoning the oceans, paving the planet, and climate engineering, the intentional intervention with Earth's life support systems, if we pretend that all of that has had no effect, I think we're really keeping our eyes wide shut at that point. So I'm not disputing the other geologic changes. I'm quite familiar with those. But again, if we know that we have radical, intentional intervention with Earth's life support systems with toxic materials that are poisoning.
Dane.
Hey, Dane.
Yeah.
Yep. We're going to have to go to a break. You want to hang on, and we'll pick
Absolutely.
It up on the other side of the break.
You
if you have a question or comment, give us a call, 530-605-4567.
Child, fell in love. Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned, with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
That's a pretty appropriate song for what we're talking about.
Oingo Boingo.
Oingo Boingo. Dead Man's Party.
Wow. So, yeah, that's a good one. Anyway, we're here in the studio talking with Dane Wigington on the phone. And do we have a caller as well? Or
did he just call in and ask a question?
Well, the phone's ringing.
I addressed it with Red, but I believe somebody else is calling.
Okay. Yeah. So, right. But I want to talk about solutions too. I mean, what was the?
Well, the caller wanted to know. You never actually answered the question, Dane, about what's the end game here.
Yeah, and what do we do?
Yeah, and what do we do? What are they after to do this, and what do we do about it?
Well, with the caller, if I could encourage him to look at data where we actually present, I always answer the question of why. And that's a very complicated answer, by the way. Too many people try to put it in one box. It's just this or just that, and that's not the case. It's extremely complicated. You have solar radiation management, the attempt to block the sun by putting light-scattering reflective particles into the atmosphere at great overall cost to the planet and the web of life, but that's one aspect. You have, because these particles are metal, many of the elements are metal, it ionizes the atmosphere, makes it more electrically conductive. Why would they want to do that? Because that allows them to do many other things related to DARPA weapons, electromagnetic pulse offense and defense, over-the-horizon radar, many aspects for the military-industrial complex to ionize the atmosphere. Let's talk about weather warfare, primary aspect of climate engineering. I'm not sure if you guys know that every single country in the Middle East that our government has been involved with destabilizing and toppling, as stated by Wesley Clark immediately after 9/11, 1 week after 9/11, if you guys, your listeners can look this up, Wesley Clark stated he was told, this is General Wesley Clark, every single country that was going to be destabilized and toppled, and that's happened. And is it a coincidence that every one of those countries underwent a once-in-1,000-year drought prior to the destabilization? It's not a coincidence. It's weather warfare. It's exactly what it is. And we have leaders of some of those countries on the floor of the UN. Your listeners can look this up, like the leaders of Iran, who have radar, who have militaries, who know exactly what's going on in the airspace in and around their country, stating on the record the rain was being cut off from their countries. And there's no question this can be done. We have historical precedents, Project Popeye, Project Storm Fury, historical weather modification, weather warfare precedents. So we have, again, the attempt to mask some of the symptoms of the disintegrating climate, weather warfare, electromagnetic weapons in the atmosphere. There are many, many reasons for the why. So it's not a simple question, and I answer it often, but a lot of people tune in, they hear one thing, and they expect all the answers in 15 minutes, and we can't
right,
do that.
Right, right. We understand that. But we do have a caller on the line. I'm not sure if he's got a question or comment. Andrew and Bernie, what can we do for you?
Yeah, good morning. You know, with the spray now offshore, here's something I've noticed now. I have dew in the morning. When I'm spraying overhead, it acts as a desiccant. I kind of think, is my mind.
I can't hear the caller
logic,
at all.
And I'm
so
seeing
I
dew now
the
in the morning. Even at 70 degrees, a dew point, and it does form. The last few summers, I have not. Am I crazy or what?
Did you get any of that, Dan?
I could barely hear any of it. I heard something about a dew point, and something about the offshore spraying. I'll try to wing this because I didn't hear the question. But if listeners look at some of the photographs we have at geoengineeringwatch.org, NASA photographs, NASA satellite images of the offshore aerosol spraying operations, it's staggering. And I think I'm guessing at this based on what I didn't hear from the caller saying, but one of the goals, another one of the goals, and this has been stated to me in a phone conversation with a former architect of these programs from Lawrence Livermore Laboratories, they are trying to lower atmospheric relative humidity. Why? Because water is also a greenhouse gas. This is a very myopic, destructive approach, but in fact, atmospheric RH, atmospheric relative humidity, has gone down since 1945, and we know these programs were launched fully deployed. That's impossible on a warming planet, unless you have geoengineering, desiccant particulates in the atmosphere that reflect direct sun, which thwarts evaporation. These particulates also affect convection and wind, diminishing both, which also affects evaporation negatively. So that's another one of their goals, is to reduce overall atmospheric relative humidity. Yes, we have deluges all over. Yes, and that's going to continue to worsen. But we also have protracted drought, fires, forest fires all over. And if Mark and Linda, if you can allow me a moment when you're ready to tie this into the forest fire effect, that is most directly tied to climate engineering, and that affects the overall planet in a very negative way. And again, all these roads lead back to climate engineering and the dominoes it's causing to fall. Does that make sense?
We only have about 3 minutes. Hold on there, Bob.
Well, let me do this then. Okay, let me do this. If anybody wants to know exactly how critical our situation is and exactly what they can do to make a difference for the better, July 28th, Red Lion Hotel, free public event with a former CIA-decorated officer there to explain just how off the rails our government is, with a Dr. Sherry Tenpenny to explain just how dangerous the vaccinations are. She's a mainstream-trained medical physician. And the latest data on climate engineering. Red Lion Hotel, July 28th. First doors open at 4. First presentation starts at 6. There's flyers, full flyers for the event at Orchard Nutrition. And at geoengineeringwatch.org, you can find information there, too. So I would encourage anybody who cares at all about their future, their children's future, come find out exactly how bad our situation is and exactly what you can do to make a difference for the better.
All right. Well, we appreciate that, Dane. So, again, it's on the 29th?
28th. Friday night, July 28th, Red Line Hotel. Again, flyers will be at the Tea Party meeting. I think there's a bunch going down there. They're at Orchard Nutrition. They can find information at geoengineeringwatch.org. Critically important, free public awareness meeting, free materials.
All right. Well, thank you. I think that's about
super. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Okay,
very
thanks
good.
A lot.
Thanks for coming
yeah,
on,
Yeah, we're
Dan.
Just about out of time, so we got a couple more things I think we want to cover before we get out of here.
Yeah, we got about 1 minute or so.
Yeah.
All right, everyone, gird your loins.
Loins girded. I'm not even sure exactly what that means, but...
I could explain
but
it
but
to
it
you.
Sounds good.
But we don't have enough seconds. Time.
Yeah, you know, if anybody's seen that, I had a picture of Janet Yellen... at her, the FOMC meeting, the Federal Open Market Committee meeting, interesting while she was talking. And then right behind her, somebody held up a buy Bitcoin sign, which is kind of telling in, you know, the whole scheme of things, isn't it? I mean, that it's kind of a microcosm of everything we're talking about is that, you know,
still not sold on Bitcoin. It has no intrinsic value.
Me neither. I've got me. You know, well, it's gone way down. It's tanked, and then you know, a lot of the merchants aren't taking it anymore.
Right.
That's it. I think we're at the end of the show here. It's,
once again,
we will see you next week, as usual. You've been listening to CyberMind Radio. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Shut up. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I'm Gordon Griffin. The Senate's GOP health care bill has dealt a new setback. Details now from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Arizona Republican Senator John McCain is recovering from surgery to remove a blood clot and will be unable to be in Washington on Tuesday, the day Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had scheduled an initial vote on the bill. Since the GOP has only a slim majority in the Senate, it could stand to lose only two votes from its caucus and still advance the bill. With McCain out for recovery, that makes three votes, since Maine's Susan Collins and Kentucky's Rand Paul have already said they would not support the bill.
In addition to Senators Collins and Paul, several other Republicans have expressed